Lesson 7. Reading. The Globalization of Japanese Culture.
In the 1980s, Japan was famous around the world for products like the Sony Walkman and characters like Hello Kitty. More recently, modern Japanese culture has again become globally successful. Two good examples are anime and manga. However, international interest in Japanese culture is not new. Many examples of traditional Japanese society are famous in the West, and there will be many more examples in the future. People in the West have been interested in traditional Japanese culture for many years. Japanese traders started selling Japanese products to foreign buyers in the Meiji period. Japanese woodblock prints, ukiyo-e, influenced European artists such as Monet. The writer Lafcadio Hearn, known in Japan as Yakumo Kazumi, wrote in English about Japanese life. Since this time, Japanese culture's influence has taken many forms. For example, judo became more popular worldwide after being included at the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. One way that people from different countries experience Japanese culture is by coming to Japan. In fact, Japan has received over 2 million visitors a month since reopening after COVID-19. Many visitors go to Tokyo and Kyoto to experience traditional Japanese culture. Some tourists visit museums that exhibit objects from Japanese history, while others prefer art galleries with work by famous artists such as Yayoi Kusama. Recently, more visitors to Japan have gone to smaller cities and rural areas to experience different kinds of Japanese culture. For example, the Snow Festival in Sapporo and the AWA Odori Festival in Tokushima are popular with international guests. People around the world also enjoy eating Japanese food. Sushi has been popular overseas for many years, but ramen has also become popular. For example, Ippudo has locations in cities in Europe and Asia. Just like in Fukuoka, people stand in line to wait for a bowl of Ippudo's famous ramen. In addition to sushi and ramen, other kinds of Japanese food are known overseas. Japanese manga has also become popular outside Japan. In the 1980s, a very popular book was Akira by Katsuhiro Otomo. Later, it was made into a famous anime movie. About 60% of all TV animation is anime, so global sales from anime shows are an important part of the Japanese economy. Shows such as Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z have become very popular. Movies from Studio Ghibli and popular hits like Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba also show the world's increasing interest in anime. Like anime and manga, cosplay is somewhat popular outside Japan. For example, many anime fans go to special events called conventions where they dress up as their favorite characters. Cosplay is one way that people around the world have learned about the concept of kawaii, cuteness, including characters, mascots, and fashion. Characters and mascots are more common in Japan than in other countries. They help promote events, companies, and regions of the country. Two famous examples are Chikawa and Kumamoto Prefecture's Kumamon. Both traditional and pop culture appeal to foreign people. For example, many visitors went to a 2017 Hakusai art exhibition in London. Traditional Japanese clothes, such as kimono, can be seen in the Vienna Museum in England, while modern Japanese fashion brands such as Comme des Garçons have become popular with young British adults. People all over the world now enjoy listening to J-pop, too. J-pop artists like Kiri Pamyu Pamyu and Perfume have performed concerts in Europe and America. Many foreign fans cannot understand the Japanese words in the songs, but they still love the songs. Some manga and anime have inspired movie makers in other countries. One example is the 2023 live-action One Piece Netflix series, which features an international cast as Luffy, Nami, Zoro, and others. So, what is the future for Japanese culture around the world? It is difficult to answer this question. However, it seems that global interest in Japan's traditional and pop culture will continue to grow.